This is In Focus on WSIU Radio. I'm Jeff Williams. It is primary election day in Illinois. Polls are open until 7 p.m. That despite the many coronavirus-related closures and cancellations of public and private events, schools, state parks, in the wake of the COVID-19 outbreak. To help us understand the implications of today's primary election, political scientist John Jackson with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute joins us on what will be a long day. Thank you, John. Under normal circumstances, what would you have expected from today's primary?
Well, I think this will be a good day, probably a huge day for Joe Biden because of the states that are involved. Originally Ohio, it's now out, but Illinois, Florida, and Arizona are all very friendly kinds of states for a candidate like Joe Biden. The more moderate, middle-of-the-road candidate usually wins in those kinds of states. I think in spite of all the upset and craziness, this will still be the case. And so I think when the votes are tallied tonight, he will move even further ahead in the delegate count.
With Ohio postponing, does that have any effect on the electoral math?
I think not on the electoral math, but on the delegate count and on the conventions and how fast Biden might be expected to wrap up and become the prohibitive favorite. The math just doesn't work now for Bernie Sanders, and it gets worse when those states like Ohio finally hold their primaries. But that puts off Ohio and several others, so coming to a conclusion has been put off.
You mentioned that states like Illinois are typically a good state for Biden. This isn't really a Sanders state. Why do you think that is?
Well, Illinois is a strong party state, and the party leadership, among others, have coalesced around Biden. Governor Pritzker, the mayor of Chicago, both senators, and so forth. And typically, we've always voted for the more moderate of the two candidates. More middle-of-the-road candidates have a greater appeal in both parties in Illinois. Neither party electorate has tended to go for the furthest on the left or the furthest on the right candidate.
Governor Pritzker came out last night and endorsed Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. Was that an expected event in your mind?
It was not clear to me if he was going to get in because Senator Sanders had some very committed, hardcore supporters. They're fairly widespread, and sometimes people like the governor don't want to get involved in a primary and make those primary voters mad. He surprised me a little bit in doing that.
John, do you expect to see more high-ranking officials like governors begin to make endorsements in this primary? We've seen them kind of hold off a little bit up until now.
Well, I think that's happening across the country. I think the party leadership level, people like governors and senators and leaders in the House, are what we call the superdelegates. The superdelegates will certainly be in favor of Joe Biden, although they cannot vote on the first ballot if there were to be a second ballot. But nevertheless, their endorsement is important.
We've already received some reports locally this morning of low voter turnout. Statewide, there's been some issues with even having enough election workers present to open some polling places. Is this going to be a primary with an asterisk by it? What kind of impact do you think it's going to have on some of the races, maybe some of the statewide and county races?
Well, I think that low voter turnout today will be counteracted, though, by the fact that approximately 150,000 people have already gone to the polls. I voted 2 weeks ago at the Carbondale Civic Center, for example, and 150,000 votes are already in. So that may be enough to basically wash out the losses today, and I would expect that it will be at least normal, if not slightly above, when it's all counted.
You have a long history with elections and have watched them for many years. Historically, is there any other election in Illinois, primary or otherwise, that you could draw a comparison to kind of what we're experiencing with this election today?
Well, in terms of the virus, certainly not. On the other hand, in terms of the choices. I think the best parallel is 1980, where Ted Kennedy challenged the sitting president, Jimmy Carter, and ran for many, many primaries before he finally lost, essentially at the convention. And that may turn out to be Bernie Sanders' model. He may hang in there until the convention trying to wring some concessions out, which is what Ted Kennedy was doing in 1980. But the footnote on that is Illinois voted overwhelmingly for Jimmy Carter over Ted Kennedy. Nevertheless, Kennedy had enough votes to stay in there and to get at least some concessions out of Carter in the convention.
That's John Jackson with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. You can hear complete election returns from Illinois and across the country tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. from NPR and WSIU Radio. I'm Jeff Williams.